How's everybody doing?
Great.
Good.
Doing good.
Good. So, I'm a couple minutes late, I just noticed. Big event tomorrow. There's nothing going on in the office. That's what I can tell you. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, John, are you kicking us off tonight, this afternoon?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Go. Go.
Victory is mine. I declare victory, that's right. Deal under contract. I got to execute a contract back from my buyer finally today. I should have gotten it back yesterday, but there was a little squabble over, you know, we're having to use their title company or closing agent, which, you know, I guess I have to give in if I want to do the deal in the big spread. So
yeah,
it is a 3-2. It is a 3-2.
Yeah, tell us about it.
1,350 square feet, built in 03. It was a house that was burned down, and they rebuilt it in a bad neighborhood. A tired landlord, her dad, it was from her dad's family, and her husband's family, he passed away, and she was renting it out, severely under-renting it at like $500 a month, and the market rents are $750 all day long, and she needs money for her mini mansion, so she says. So,
what do you have it under contract for?
I have it under contract for $24,000, and I have executed a contract to sell it for $36,500. So,
$36,500 sales price. Yeah. High five through the phone. Is that how we do that?
Yeah, you can do all day long. So,
hey, how did you you got it for $24,000? How did you set the sales price at $36,500? Just give us some insight into it.
By my buyer's buying process and their formula.
So you knew their formula prior to calling them.
I know their formula. I've got their spreadsheet of how they analyze it. So
imagine that.
And
so you ran their numbers, said, I bet they take it at this price. Called them up.
Yeah. And what they do is, they went over and looked. What they do is, and I don't agree with how they do this, but they buy out of this big fund, and they charge a $2,500 commission on every transaction.
Uh-huh.
And they kept asking me four or five times, does it include the $2,500? And I kept saying yes, so I knew I had them then. Every time that, you know, about a second or third time they kept asking me, I said, well, I know they want it now, so.
Right.
Anyway, I met the buyer
Go ahead. Hit it.
I met the buyer over there on Monday, and he went through. I told him it might need 8 or 10 in rehab. And anyway, his estimate was $7,500. So he came back and he said, okay, send me a contract. So
done deal.
And that's it.
What kind of earnest money do you have down with the seller?
Zero.
Love it. But, John, you have to put earnest money down when you buy a house. You have to.
I get it wrong, tell you do not.
I love it. Okay,
yes,
so the spread between the numbers is $12,500, and
right.
Then you pay the $2,500 commission. Or they
No, that's 36.5 is not counting it. So the grand total is 39. So
gotcha.
So,
and then
so my net is 36.5.
You've got to double close it though, so you'll have some closing costs coming out of that. Or
right, and that's why I didn't want to use their closing agent because I've got one that cuts me a good deal on my double closes.
Right.
Kind of do a well. Anyway, I get a real good deal on that, But anyway, so I'm not going to balk if they'll pay the price. I could not sell this house to any other investor that I know for more than $27,000, $28,000 at the most. Right. So that's kind of the deal.
That's huge.
With so.
Know your buyers, people. Know your buyers. Yeah. Know your buyers. I love it. Love it.
That's it.
So what do you think closing costs will be? Yeah, fire.
It will be, I've never used this, their people, but I'd say maximum probably about $800.
Okay, and then on the buy side, $11,000 ish.
I say total probably $1,000 ish.
$1,000 total.
Yeah, I would hope. Yeah, they're never closing.
What's your
what's
your question?
My question is, if I'm requiring earnest money from my buyer and I'm using their closing agent, I mean, how in the world am I protected?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's not really their closing agent. The title company has to act as the neutral third party. So just because they know them, that doesn't waive the title company's responsibilities to perform under whatever their charter or whatever, right, whatever their fiduciary responsibility is.
Well, how come I don't have a warm and fuzzy feeling?
yeah, I don't know. I get it. They know them, but at the end of the day, a title company is to act as the neutral third party. So, you know, obviously, do they build a relationship with people? Yes, but that doesn't mean they can, you know, any type of favor, bend the rules, anything like that. So, you should.
Yeah, well, it's an attorney. Well, they have attorneys too. So, you know, Alabama's an attorney state, but they just happen to have a title agency as well. So,
that's handy. So, if they screw it up, they can sue themselves. So
that's right. Sue their own underwriter. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be good. Title company's responsibility is to act as the neutral party involved.
Okay, because they balk at putting earnest money, but I've had trouble with this buyer. He backed out of a couple of contracts about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I told him this was part of the deal from now on because I don't want to get burned. I can't afford it.
So you have earnest money on this one from them?
I'm waiting on it.
Okay, how much?
$1,000.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yep.
Nice work, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Nice work. I want you to kick it off. I'll make another request. Is Olivia on? Olivia, are you with us? No? Ooh, Olivia's got a cool story, everybody.
All right.
She was talking about it the other day. Wait, was she talking about it on Monday? I don't think she was. She hasn't done her first deal yet. So she gets these vacants coming in. She makes a handful of phone calls. She starts talking to a lady, and they're having a conversation. And she goes, she just throws this number out. She goes, if I offered you $10,000 for the place, would you take it? And the lady goes, yeah. So then she sends us an email in the coaching center and says, well, you know, what do I do? Which is fantastic. Ready, fire, aim.
Yeah,
so
right.
I want her to tell the story. I don't know if she'll join us, but the contract went off today, so she's got a verbal at 10. You know, a Zestimate, right? We're going to get it under contract and then do all the due diligence, but Zillow says it's worth 70.
Wow.
So I told her, you get paperwork on this thing ASAP. So
that's right.
Called the seller today, put the contract together. Anyway, awesome. It's just a great story. So, okay, who else wants to jump in that's talking to sellers?
Mike, it's Josh.
Time. Yeah. Hey, Josh.
What's going on, man?
We
got those two under contract the other day.
Yep.
And, you know, I negotiated with the seller up front that we may need a reduction. You know,
okay.
I'm going to do the best I can to get you what we can get for you. So
okay.
We got one under contract for 12 and one under contract for 16. And
okay.
As soon as I got access, I got one guy called me up and he offered me 8 and 15. So
8 and 15. So 8 for the 12 and 15 for the 16?
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, we could get a reduction to make a little bit on each one, but Quinn got offer on two of them, those two today. What was it, Quinn?
17 and 10.
Okay. So we got 17 and a 10.
Got multiple offers actually off of Facebook. So.
Off of Facebook. Check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So have you guys gone back to the seller?
Well, I've got another guy who I picked up off of Vacant Leads, a buyer.
Yeah.
Who called me today? He went and looked at the one that's got a lockbox on it, and then he's going to the other one tomorrow. And he's
okay.
Like, I really, really want the one that's occupied. He's like, I really like that one. I'm looking at the outside. He's like, but I'll buy both of them if we can talk. And I said, call me when you get done looking at it. Give me your highest and best offer.
That's right. Who else can you get in there real quick? I mean, you know, go Section 8. A lot of different places to go. Craigslist landlords, property managers.
Right. Yeah.
Vendors, especially property managers, because these are probably two buy and holds. I mean, almost guaranteed, right? So, yeah, you've got to get on the phone with property managers and say, hey, I've got two deals tied up. Who do you have that's buying? Because they want they want more deals to manage, right? So everybody wins in this scenario. So spell it out to them and say, you know, go with your price with your 12 and 16 and mark that up. I've got one of them. Here's what it is. I'm looking to make 17, right? I've got that one for sale at 17. You know, put five on the 12 or whatever you think.
I've got a second one on each one.
So who do you, you know, either you have two buyers or, you know somebody who will take both of these.
Right.
Who is that?
Right.
Yeah, so just a couple phone calls, you guys, and this will go, you know, this will go wide. So you can take the, are they both in the same zip code?
Zip codes aren't in Freedom Soft.
So get the zip codes. Yeah. You can punch those zip codes into GoSection8.com in the search bar. I'm almost positive I've tried that. Somebody confirm that for me.
you can pull up that zip code,
and you'll find property managers on that zip code. You can also go into the Craigslist for rent section and punch in the zip code, because now you know landlords that have deals for sale in the same area. Hey, are you still buying? I've got two good ones in the same zip code where you already have property, right? Easy conversation.
Yeah.
Where else? Mm-hmm. Brainstorm. Where else can they go? Somebody chime in.
We had a skip chase done on the first five sheets of buyers on Freedom Charles. We should have those back. Anytime.
Yeah, you need those ASAP, right?
Yeah. He was supposed to have them back like Wednesday or Tuesday.
Yep.
And he's kind of slacking on us.
Okay. Where else? Buyers. What if you went into Craigslist and did a search for I Buy Homes, We Buy Houses, right? You get some of the people that own the franchise. Mm-hmm. I Buy Ugly Houses. Buyers post in there all the time.
Right.
Call them. Anybody and everybody. Yep. Hard money lenders will know. Property managers will know. Title
REI meetup.
Will know.
Meetup.com.
Yep. Real estate groups, meetups. I said title companies. Who else and where else? Anyone? Orange Whip to Orange Whips? What's that from?
LinkedIn. I don't know.
Guys, I'm running on fumes, so if there's some random comments that come out, just roll right past them, okay? Just where I'm at. Oh, my gosh. I'm pretty sure this weekend at the XA, I'm 100% sure this weekend I'm going to be the only one sleeping with three kids in the house under 4 years old and one 8 weeks. So I have an excuse. Not an excuse.
Well,
I'm just going to be I don't drink Red Bull, but I might start.
Prayers coming your way.
Yeah, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, guys, especially the property managers, if you can step on, light a fire a little bit under your skip tracer, or even if they have three, four, five skip traced, shoot them an email and say, hey, if you have any of that list ready to go, send it back to me, because I've got to call them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He messaged me today, and he's like, Monier messaged me earlier today, he's like, for the last 2 days, LexisNexis did not work, but now it is okay. And
now it's up again.
Doing well.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like,
hey, some of those, they can even go to state, Secretary of State websites, this local state sites, and jump on them that way too. Just depending, if they're registered with the state, sometimes it's as easy as that. So yeah, that's good stuff, guys. Do you think you're going to have to go back and negotiate cheaper price? What is your guy?
Most likely.
Mark these up 4 to 5. Okay.
I'll mark them up 4 to 5. I mark them up 5 on each one. But, I mean, I know what the buyers are going to do. I mean, every single time they're going to give you the number that works for them. And so I told her up front, and I even told her last – I had to call her last night. I was like, hey, how fast do you want to close these things? And she's like, well, I'm going to close them fast. And I was like,
okay,
well, would you be willing to take just the payoff on each one? And she said, I don't know about that. I said, well, you don't have to answer now. I said, but if we want to close fast, judging from what we talked about before and now what I'm hearing from my investors is we may need to reduce these. And she said, okay. I said, you don't have to answer it tonight. I said, I'm going to get more numbers, but we'll go from here.
Yep. Yeah, the more the merrier, guys.
I just put it out there.
You know, we never did this. We always said, hey, if you want our price, take it. But, you know, it's pretty common to see in markets, you get 3, 4, 5 on the hook and send them out and say we're taking highest and best, either separately or, you know, package deal, and say get back to us by, you know, this time. Doesn't always work, but a lot of times it does. You know, let them know that you got a little competition going on it. So pretty common in this market. Real estate.
I spoke with
it's only, everybody wants in. So cool. Anything else, guys? Yeah, you got a couple live ones. So
I
now,
spoke with.
Yeah, go ahead.
I spoke with a guy that's been investing in the Tulsa market for 45 years. I met him through a mutual friend.
Somebody's in the wind or something. If you're outside and it's kind of noisy, hit *6. That just got quieter.
Yep. Kind of a friend of a friend. I spoke with him about 10, 12 years ago about a package of houses that he had, like 200 houses in Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, long story short, I called him up. You know, hey, you know, we hadn't spoken 10 years, but, you know, what's the market like in Tulsa? Let me tell you what I got. You know, like I said, he and I, you know, had a conversation, and I was like, listen, here's my numbers. You know, where am I at? What do you think? How am I doing? What are we doing? And, of course, I know him, you know, through the mutual friend that I have. I knew he'd give me the right information, you know, without having to. He's not trying to get me, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Right.
So we had that conversation. He's like, I've never sold a house in that neighborhood for more than $23,000, you know, through ups and downs in the market.
Yeah.
He said, if you want to make real money on that house, buy it for 10 grand, put it out there for a rent to own, you'll get 10 grand down and sell it for 35 grand. You know, he's like, that's what he would do with, he's like, that's what I'd do with the property. I wouldn't even touch it. Just, you know, put it out there, owner finance it. Somebody will give you 10 grand down, move into it. So, which when I posted on Facebook, I'm getting literally the first 7 comments were, is this rent to own? You know?
No kidding.
So, yeah. So everybody's very familiar, you know, all the buyers have been educated to, you know, as far as rent to own is concerned. So that's a good thing.
Right.
You know, which is going to help us in the long run. That's what I see.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That,
yep.
You know, we can flip 10 of these houses, make 50 grand, and then we'll be paying cash for houses out there and getting all the cash back at closing. So, and then financing the balance.
And then the long term, right? Finance the rest.
So anyway,
love it. That's a pretty sweet intel.
Yeah, he was very, it was great to have that connection so that I could reach out to him and just say, hey, what's the real story here? And,
right.
And like I said, he definitely was 100%, you know, gave me what I need to know. And
yeah, nice job calling a 10-year-old resource, and nice job on their part for not changing their phone number.
Right.
That's sweet. Yeah, cool. Good stuff, guys. Here's going to be one of your challenges. You hustle a couple deals. I mean, there are two of you. You guys have an advantage anyway, right, over, if somebody's a one-person outfit. But the focus is obviously a couple live ones on the line, but just, you know, to keep your foot on the gas with the new deals coming in too. So, again, you guys have an advantage. If you're working solo, you've got to be efficient with your time. because these guys want to get more buyers through, so they can get more numbers on the table. But at the same time, keep talking to sellers and putting new deals together. So, great update, you guys. Who else is talking to sellers, making offers?
It's Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Made that offer that we talked about on Thursday.
Yep.
As we were putting it together, we came across some information that said this is they are advertising as a 4-2, but
okay.
We checked the permit; it's a 3-1. So
okay.
So the one bedroom, one bath. To bring it up to code and do that, we added in the construction costs for that.
So is the space in the house and they're just non-conforming bedrooms?
They're non-conforming, yes. So
okay.
We'll have to.
So you have to cut bigger windows.
Take the walls apart and make. Yeah, well, it has zero window.
Gotcha.
So there, we'll probably have to. The inspector's not going to just. He's not going to just give us a carte blanche on it. But anyway,
right.
So we had to add in the construction costs for that. The contractor that I'm working with in San Antonio, he did a drive-by, and I didn't tell him to, but he did a walk-around on the house too.
Okay.
I told him he better not make that a habit. But
right.
he noticed that there's also foundation problem.
Come on.
Okay.
So we added those in. So they were asking
okay.
89 with all that construction cost. It's going to be 50 grand.
Yep.
So I went in with a price of 50. And the ARV is 145. And that didn't even get a counter on it. But in the offer, the realtor explained the issues, and so they knew the issues. And the other issue was that made the construction cost high is to finish a swimming pool in the backyard.
Yeah,
so,
swimming pools can be a big pain in the neck. So you've got a bid on.
Yep.
So when you said they didn't even counter, does that mean, are we assuming that they took it, or is that what you meant to communicate?
No, they didn't take it. They didn't even answer the offer.
Okay.
And this is... Because the offer, I put it through on Tuesday morning and said, you got to give me an answer by noon today. And
okay.
It's gone by. The noon
okay.
has gone by. So at this point, they haven't answered. But, I'm not sure they're going to.
You sent in all your inspection findings?
Yes.
Or did
yes,
you just
with
send
the offer?
Okay, good.
No,
yeah,
I told the realtor, send the... Here's the notes, and I, wrote them down for send that in with the offer because,
yep.
It's important that they know, we know
absolutely
what's going
justified.
On with that home.
Yep.
So
great. How many more do you have you can write offers?
But I moved on to, there's another house that we're writing an offer on right now. This is in Jacksonville, and I'm waiting for the realtor to send over the offer to sign.
Okay.
So
and
that
what does that one look like?
Much better. It doesn't have all the issues. It's
yep.
1,800 square foot.
Okay.
It's a 3-2. I'll know because he's doing a walkthrough today. Deal Analyzer says it needs 30 in repair. We're going to offer in the neighborhood of 65. ARV is at 135.
Okay.
And Deal Analyzer says between 27 and 33. They ran different scenarios.
Okay.
So I put 35 fix up in there.
Are you going to try and wholesale it, or are you thinking about flipping it yourself?
I'm going to flip this one.
Okay.
Because the exterior of the house is in good shape.
Okay.
The issue is going to be the interior. That's why, it's going to be at least 30, 35.
Right.
Repair costs. So that's
okay.
why we're going in with that home was bought by I found out the home was bought by Florida Land Trust for $53,500. So it must have been an REO or something else that they grabbed. So if we get the house for $65,000, which make the numbers look like it would be a $25,000 profit on the flip, then they'll be able to make some money. But we'll see you know, what happens on that offer.
Right. Okay. And then
making calls and
yeah, you've got that other team making calls on the vacants, right?
Yep. I had a meeting with them and helped them along. They were struggling, but I helped them along. And so I'm going to meet with them twice a week, and make sure that they're moving forward. Still getting the bird dog deals coming in, and VA.
Yeah, because there should be some deals coming together from that. Have they just not been calling, or what are they doing on the phones?
They've been calling. Low volume is what they've been calling. So,
gotcha. So they're just not getting.
Yeah, I had to I had to spend some time with them to motivate them, and they got it after I spent some time with them.
Okay.
So they're back on track to do a lot of calls, and I'm meeting with them tomorrow. So I'm going to meet with them twice a week.
Okay.
Because they only live about 3 minutes from me, so I'll keep them on track there. And I'm making calls too, because I have plenty of leads to do a lot of leads. And I've got the contractor and the realtor I'm working with, San Antonio. They're sending me leads, and then the guy in Jacksonville sending me leads too.
Okay.
So,
yeah, this is a matter of you. I know you have a boatload of vacants, so this is a matter of just hitting the phones. So,
It'll be next month. I'll be writing a lot of offers.
Beautiful. I hope sooner than that. Well, we are the 23rd, but
over the next few weeks, I'll be writing. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Stuff. Okay. Okay. Who else? Who else is talking to potential sellers? Anyone? I'm not sure who all is on. So, who else has questions about previous steps? Or let's just go wide open. Who's got an update for us? Wants to jump
Mark.
In? Hey, Mark.
This is Mark. Hey, Andrew was a big help on that, on the HomeSnap thing. But since I don't have an iPhone... Is iPhone just a simple thing? You just find the share button and send it, or what?
Yeah, you don't even share it on an iPhone. You just click on the image you took. Matches up the address. And then you click the little there's a little square with an arrow coming out of the top of it in the bottom right-hand corner. You click mail for email. You put in the address to the FreedomSoft campaign and click send.
Oh, okay.
So it comes over attached, so...
That's still not working for me, man.
Different process on the Android.
Oh, totally different, yeah, because, I don't get the picture in FreedomSoft. Do you with iPhones?
Yeah, the picture comes through, and FreedomSoft peels it off and puts it on the photos, puts it onto the photos page on the left side of your lead when it gets created.
All right. Yeah, because what I have to do is I have to have them send it also to my email address.
Right.
And then I can look at it in my email.
Yep.
So then my VA then, because the address just comes through in the notes section in FreedomSoft. So that's all my VA can do is just get it out of that.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
You got it.
Okay. I had one, I picked up 4 bird dogs on Wednesday.
Cool.
Put the ad in on Tuesday.
Are they out working? What's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I put the ad in on Tuesday, and it's like, man, the response was immediate.
Nice.
I put it in real estate and sales, and it was like, wow.
Perfect.
So, but anyway, lost my train of thought.
That's okay. 4 bird dogs on Tuesday. How many are driving currently?
Three of them full-time. One of them's part-time.
Okay.
And then one of the zip codes that I had him driving, he called me up yesterday and said that he'd driven it for like 3.5 hours and didn't even find one vacant house.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's like in that, that was one of the neighborhoods I'd picked, or one of the zip codes I'd picked up, because there was a lot of homes underneath 100,000 for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's from that area, and he says, you know, that that town kind of has a, you know, kind of stringent codes. So when places are down, you know,
oh,
like,
so the
I don't
city's
know.
All over it, huh?
Right, I guess so. So
yeah,
okay. I don't know. You know, but
that's
I feel bad. I feel bad. I wasted the guy's time.
I'll send him a gift card. You know,
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it, you know, in just talking with a couple of his bird dogs, I got. You know, it's like when I picked the city, you know, 20 miles out. You know, they're telling me, oh, over here there's, you know, a lot of vacants, blah, 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 you know. Should I try to expand out further than 20 miles?
Yeah, what city are you in again?
Cleveland.
Yeah, there's got to be a bunch. But, yeah, the surrounding areas will all be, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good city to work in.
Yeah.
A lot of activity going on there, so.
Right.
Yeah, wherever it's happening. So how many vacant leads do you have currently?
I really don't know because of the home snap issue I had. I don't, you know, I couldn't get them in. So I will be talking with them tomorrow. Well, no, we'll be at the meeting tomorrow.
And they just started driving?
Yeah.
Recently for you?
Yes, yesterday.
Okay. Okay,
and,
so yeah, you're gonna have to keep an eye on that over the weekend. See if you can have
right.
a productive weekend. Yep.
And so where is the conference at? I don't even have that information.
Yeah, Marriott Denver Tech Center.
Denver Tech Center, Marriott.
I can get you an email when we're done, yeah.
Oh, well, yep. I know where that's at.
Okay. Yeah, 8 o'clock okay. tomorrow morning, registration starts.
All right. So that's where I'm at.
See you
so
in the morning,
Mark. It's looking better.
It is looking better. Yeah, you went through a, you know, yes, we'll do this for you. No, we're not. We're firemen. We're going to drive the truck around. So it's been a little bit of a
yeah.
journey here. But,
right.
yeah, so make sure and step on the gas with the ones you have.
Yeah,
you know, tell the guy who put in 3.5 hours, just say, hey, man, you know, bring me a group of leads and I'll add a little bit to it.
Yeah.
Just make it worth his time. So, because if he's willing to go to work, keep him on the team. So.
Yeah. Well, I had one guy respond to the ad saying, oh, I won't do it for $3, I'll do it for $6. I've done this before. I thought, okay, well, you find somebody willing to pay you $6.
That's right. Yeah, if you want to pay $3. Yeah, there are plenty of people out there, so.
Right.
Yep. All right. Who else has an update for us?
Yeah, this is Knife Mike.
Hey, Knife.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, my God, finally.
Finally, it's been like a couple days, man.
I know, but I thought it would be a luck picker. So, yeah, because I wanted to make some calls today before I got on the phone because we spoke Monday and everybody was doing so well. And,
yep.
you know, Rob going to a new city and making that much, I was like, okay, I need to do this even faster somehow. So, you know, Tuesday I put up the ads and then I wasn't getting any responses. Then I realized it was too long and then you helped me correct it. And
yep.
after that, you know, I've got too many people calling me.
That's a good problem.
And I have a total of, you know, one guy I think drove for 3.5 hours or 4 hours.
Okay.
And another one drove for I don't know how much longer, but I have, I'll tell you exactly.
How many leads in the door?
Yeah, so.
You
may
be, not that I'm keeping track, but you may be the quickest out of the gate to X number of leads in hand.
That's awesome.
So,
thanks.
And you
I got
held up, but anyway.
Yeah, I got 86 leads.
86 vacant leads. And you have, they're all off to be skip traced?
Yeah, they're all off to skip tracer. We already have the skip tracers ready. And just to try out the skip tracers, we also gave them, you know, the cash buyers list. And the way we're going to figure out if they're good or not because we have two skip tracers. So the first 10, we're going to give to both of them. And the remainder,
absolutely.
We're going to
give them
chunk. The remainder of them, we're going to give them unique. That way we find out what they can, you know, what they can do or can't do.
Yep.
And we'll probably get another.
We typically give them a chunk of 20 to 30.
Okay.
just as a heads up, you know, a chunk of 10 is a fairly small group to get. I think you'll get some kind of feedback from it, but.
Okay, no, we'll just bump it up to 20 because we haven't sent it yet.
Okay,
so,
perfect. Yeah,
or maybe if we did, yeah, we'll give them a couple more.
We'll
give them to 20. So we're going to get the cash buyers list, and then we're going to get another script tracer because we need, I think, if the deals come in like this, the leads, we'll probably need 3 script tracers because they're a bit slower in script tracing all these things. And once we have the script tracers, hopefully by tomorrow, I will be hopefully making some calls to the sellers. And, you know, if all goes well, you know, on Monday when I get on the call, hopefully I'll have a contract. That's my goal. That's what my goal is.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, we just did your orientation call, so you guys are killing it. And what do you guys, Nafe, explain the dynamic between the three of you.
Okay. So we have three people, and all of us are working full-time, and we just want to quit. We hate our jobs so much and we just want to quit. That's our main objective in the next 3 months before we, you know, finish the thing. So the way we work is that I'm the guy who makes all the calls. I'm the guy who interviews. So right now, because of my work schedule, even though I work full-time,
yep.
I can work from home a lot. So I'm running all the emails and everything. My other friend, he will make calls or he will get all the VAs together. Like all the VAs handling them and et cetera, I don't touch those people. So my other friend, Vin, he is helping me with all the VAs. And my other friend, Amar, he is the guy who will find interesting stuff. So, for example, before we started this project and the mentorship program with you guys, which I'm so thankful for because the stuff you guys are teaching me is just like magic. He's the one who would find, interesting things. And then we also tried a rental project for a while because we wanted to get a cash flow because our wholesaling was, you know, sporadic and it wasn't generating that much. So that's how we split up the work. And I believe in 2 to 3 weeks' time, one of my friend is quitting. So we'll be able to handle calls and everything a lot better. And that's how we're working so far. And before June 1st, I want all three of us to quit.
Love it. Super motivated, and you know, obviously, you guys, you can move at a little bit different speed. So, you know, you've come out of the gate and gone from 0 to 86 leads in a really, really short amount of time. So,
yeah,
good stuff. I love it. I mean, nice and clear. Leads are coming in the door. They're going to continue to come in the door. Off to the skip tracer, you already. Sort of alluded to it. You're going to need multiple skip tracers, especially when you start working multiple markets.
Exactly.
Overwhelm somebody. With the way that you know how to generate bird dogs. And guys, learning experience here from Naive. So he sent me an email, and he said, "Hey man, I posted for bird dogs. I've gotten like one response." We said, "Well, let me take a look at it." And so he fired it over, and it was really thought out, but it was really long. And it was really in depth. And then the request at the end was he was asking for, send me back 2 paragraphs, give me all this information. And, at the end of the day, the input I gave him, was just, shorten that thing up as few sentences as possible. Say, if you have a car, a cell phone and some time, you can get paid. That's what he did. He took the advice. He sent me back an email about, 20, 30 minutes later with the link and said, "Does this look better?" And it was like 100 words. It was really short, really to the point. And now how many replies have you gotten to it? You just
a
boatload, and you didn't tell me how many.
Yeah, exactly. So starting last night from 6 o'clock, I don't know why, there's like a lag time, which is weird. 24-hour lag time before people started responding like crazy. So until 2 o'clock today, I think I got a total of 12 or 14 people call me.
Perfect. So, yeah.
And then
short
until
the
I
point.
Want,
you don't make it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And then one of them called me at 1 o'clock, and he was out driving at 2:30. And he just
That's
gave
awesome.
Me, 25 leads right now.
Right.
And, they're so happy. And you know, it was really amazing working with these people. And then, you know, I want to make money so I can help these, you know, do stuff. Because they're all asking me, because in their head, they think, like, you know, I'm some millionaire or something, which is great because I want to.
Not to be thinking that.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope, you know, it comes true also.
Not to take advantage of, but to get, you never know. You're going to meet, I mean, we've had this conversation before. You're going to meet some great bird dogs who could become, you know, city account managers, sales managers, whatever you want to call them, move them into a role and put them into a leadership position on site. Now they can go get paperwork signed. They can do walkthroughs, yada, yada, yada. They can grow into that role. You just never know. And it starts with hiring some bird dogs. And just like your skip tracer, one or two will rise to the top and they'll be better. Same with the bird dogs, one or two will rise to the top. They'll be better. And it's a great way to start building your team.
Yeah.
So,
nice job. One of the guys, like, I'm going to get my, you know, real estate license. You know, should I do it? You know, he was asking me a lot of questions because I think it's, I think he's, like, pretty young. He's barely in college or something. So it was really interesting, you know, talking to them and getting to know about them and stuff like that. So
it's cool.
I loved it.
Good stuff.
Can't wait
till
I make some calls.
Absolutely. All right, who else? Great update. Questions, updates? Somebody's got a question on here. No?
Well, I can ask a few questions if nobody's asking anything.
Yeah, fire away.
Yeah, so once, you know, once we have the bird dogs do these things and, you know, we're generating leads, I mean, after, let's say, a month, we're going to be, you know, there are very particular zip codes we're working on. Wouldn't we dry it up? Like, I mean, what do we do after? I mean, once they've been driving. Are you don't, okay,
good.
So,
you know, direct mail. We'll talk about sending text messages out to landlords. Yeah, there are a lot of ways to generate leads. We're coming out of the gate and saying we want to go from zero to contract in the quickest time possible. But yeah, yeah, go ahead.
What I mean is that, like, these bird dogs, let's say they love working with me, you know, and I even paid them a little bit of bonus, you know, just to motivate them even more, and et cetera. But let's say they work with me, you know, 5, 7, 10 times. After that, it's like they really don't have much place to drive around. So is it that, you know, is there a different role we can use them for?
It could slow down. That's what I was saying. You know, you may get somebody that, you know, that kind of excels, and you're going to move them into a different spot. You know, you had one bird dog say, hey, I'm going to get licensed. That could be pretty handy because then you could pay them upon closing, right? So, yeah, you just never know. But, yeah, I mean, don't tell them, you know, this isn't a full-time gig and it's not for the next 10 years. And it's you know, you want to come out and generate some leads. If somebody stands above and you say, hey, we've got to find a way to keep this person on our team and you've got deals closing there, you know, maybe they can go out, you know, they can do walkthroughs for you, shoot photos, you know, that one said that they're interested in getting licensed. That would, you know, that'd be great if they want to pursue real estate. You can keep them on the team that way. You know, you can start driving, if they're sharp, run marketing in that market and start driving the marketing back and have them start getting on the phone.
Okay.
And start doing
and,
that.
Now for the buyers, you know, we have skip tracers working on the buyers list. And I think I pulled up about maybe 35 or 55, something like that, around, let's say 50 buyers. And let's say, you know, I don't know how many I'm actually going to be able to get a hold of when I do start making calls to them. And if the skip trippers do their job correctly, let's just say I can get a hold of maybe 25, you know, a worst case scenario. So, is that my, you know, only source way I can market this property, or when I do have a property, or should I, you know, set up our website, the all the different, because in FreedomSoft you have like an entire section on how to do other things to get buyers. Should I set them up right away as well?
So when you go through step four, there are a couple different methods in there on how to jumpstart your buyers list. Obviously the cash buyer data feed out of FreedomSoft is one of them, but you know, I was talking to Josh about it. You can call property managers in the area, hard money lenders. You can, wholesalers typically won't pass along, but I'll tell you, here, let me give you a trick. Go to find the wholesalers' websites, and this is for everybody. In the markets that you're working, you want to get on the email list of the wholesalers in the area because it'll give you free intel as to what's going on, right? So jump on Google, put in your city, type in, you know, Detroit wholesalers, Detroit cash deals, Detroit investor deals, look for the real estate clubs, and anytime you find a wholesaler, get on their mailing list, right? Their website should have a squeeze page. Put in your name and email because you want to see what they're sending out. You especially want to find the ones who are busy. So if you go to, like, a local real estate club and get a hold of the organizer or whoever puts it on, tell them you're an out-of-state buyer and say, I want to get on the list of the top wholesalers in town. Who are they? What are their websites?
But unless I'm going to JV the deal, why would I want to work with Hayes Wholesalers?
You don't want to work with them. You want to see what they're sending out because it'll give you intel. Where are the deals moving?
Okay.
Where are the buyers buying? Because the established, the top wholesalers in the town, they'll have the market dialed.
Okay, okay.
So that'll give you some intel on what's going on. Then the other thing you can do is go into their buyers list, and a lot of them, they'll leave up the past sold properties. Because a lot of times it's like, hey, look how cool I am. I've got all these sold deals on my website.
Okay.
Get those properties over to your skip tracer and have them look them up in public records and see who bought.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's genius.
So we would always put a property on our website, but as soon as it's sold, we pull the house number. And so it would just say Fillmore Street for the, you know, on into eternity. It only had the address while it was live. And then we pull it so nobody could come poach our buyers list. But, man, we've snagged a bunch of buyers that way. So, yeah, a lot of different methods to find buyers.
Because, I mean, when we did this before, we put it on Craigslist. But, you know, Craigslist, the buyers are horrible. You know,
that depends. Yeah, I mean, it anybody can post that they're a buyer. But
yeah. And we did sell from a buyer from Craigslist.
In my market, it's all wholesalers.
There's a lot of them on there. It just depends.
99%.
Yeah. Just depends.
Yeah.
I mean, they're legitimate transactions and deals that get found on Craigslist, though. So.
Yeah. And I used Meetup also. So that's pretty good. But Craigslist was the place where I did find my buyers, even though 90% of the time they waste your time. Meetup has been a little funny. Okay, so I'll definitely try these other methods for sure.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah, but if you go between, you know, do a cash buyer search in FreedomSoft, pull the first few pages. I mean, it's going to show you how many they've bought, you know, and the first few pages will be multiple deal buyers. Those are legit. Have them skip traced. Those are going to be great buyers. And then go to some of the locals. Go to the title companies. They know who buys because they keep seeing the names all the time or the same people. Property managers,
kind of
buyers.
What kind of conversation would I have calling up a title company? It's like, hey, do you have people looking for deals or what?
Yep.
How do I get them to it?
Yeah, so tell them that you're a new wholesaler in town and you're looking for the investors, the serious investors, the serious buyers in the area. So ask them, are there any faces that you see, you know, coming into your office more than once? The typical homeowner, retail buyers will buy a house every 5 to 10 years. Title reps will never remember them.
Mm-hmm.
But investors are, you know, they come back multiple times per year, so they get to know them. So you can start by going to the wholesalers in town.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to wholesalers, you're a buyer. Hey, I'm an out-of-state buyer. Who are the investor-friendly title companies in town?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you. They want to talk to you anyway because you're a buyer, right?
Okay.
And then go to those title companies, and now you're a wholesaler in town, and just ask, who are the names that you see over and over? Maybe they'll give it to you. If they don't, say, I tell you what, would you mind passing on my information to so-and-so? If you can't give me their number, I get it, but would you mind shooting them an email real quick and having them touch base with me? And so see if they'll do that. A lot of times property managers won't give you specific names, but they'll say, you know, obviously they know buyers. I mean, they manage property for landlords. Sometimes hard money lenders too, but they'll say, yeah, if you've got a deal, send it my way and I'll get it to my buyers. in which case, you know, take that all day long.
Because when I, if I do go down that route where, you know, giving it to somebody else to pass my deal on, you know, but to me it feels like they'll never do it because they don't care. They don't know me.
The property manager wants another property to manage. So
okay.
When their buyer buys it, they get another property to manage. You potentially get a sale. Same with the hard money lender. They're only getting paid when they have money lent, right? They're lenders, professional lenders. So
okay.
You bring a deal to them. They say, yeah, Joe Smith is buying. Bam, here's the deal. Joe wants it. They can finance him, and you get a deal sold.
Okay.
So everybody wins in the equation.
Cool.
So,
okay.
And they're not wholesalers, yes, so they're not going to jump in the middle. Hard money
right.
lenders are in the business of lending money. Property managers are in the business of managing property.
Managing property. Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, it'll be a combination of all the above.
Awesome.
Any other questions? Good updates.
Yeah,
everybody.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Who's
this?
It's John. John Moore.
Oh, hey, John. Hey, John.
Hey. Yeah, so I got a bunch of leads, skip traced, got them back, and I'm making calls. And, man, I'm just realizing it's a lot of grunt work because, I mean, there's like 7 to 9 numbers for each person. So I was
yep.
thinking about hiring a VA to just pre-screen these things to say, hey, you know, this person does have a house and they want to sell, like at least get that far,
yep.
you know, have a good number for them. Is that something that's worth doing?
Yeah. I like the fact that you do some of it so you can train on it, right? I mean, know what they need to say, know the questions. But, yeah, at the end of the day, that first call, that can be a pretty basic script to figure out if, you know, if there's even motivation there. And if there is motivation, what is it? And, you know, how high is the level of motivation? So, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because even just to find the phone number to contact someone is a lot of time.
Yep.
So. Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, this is Tom. I just got on.
Hey.
Got Wei right here. So I put in a Craigslist ad. I've gotten several responses, but once I tell
yep.
them what's involved, I get nothing.
What are you telling them what's involved?
Taking some photos on the smartphone with the app and emailing
uh-huh.
them to a number. An email address. And getting paid by PayPal.
Yeah. That sounds pretty easy. Are you telling this is the easiest money you can ever make?
Yeah, that's what I said. And so far,
yeah.
I haven't got anybody calling.
How many have you talked to?
Email me back. What?
Oh, so they have them call you. Put your phone number in Craigslist and have them call you. Have a conversation with them.
Yeah, I've been emailing. I mean, I put my number in. Only one person called. He won't be in town until Monday. So,
okay.
Yeah, where I'm at.
Yep. Keep having conversations. You know, some people
yep.
have had to post the ad a couple times, put it in 2 different places. You know, Naif just told us that he put it out there. It was a little too wordy the first time, so we cut it way down, you know, saying less is more. You know, he basically put up 2 pictures of boarded up houses with a headline, get paid to take pictures of houses like this. And then said, if you have basically a car, a cell phone, follow that. I put a document together on it.
Yeah, well, that's what I did.
In the coaching center. So, yeah, a few words. But,
pretty close.
Yeah, you'll go through a couple. You know, some people are having 1 or 2 conversations and other people are having 20. So
that app, I haven't played with it myself, but when they take a photo, it just stores all the different houses.
Yeah, so it's free. Go download it for sure.
Yeah, I have.
Then,
but it stores if they take 40 photos or 50 photos, it'll store them all, and then they can. I don't know how that actually works.
And then they can send them over one at a time. Yep.
Yeah,
and it's a little different, whether you're on iPhone or Android. So it's a little bit easier to use on iPhone. It seems like, but they can go either way. But yeah, either way, they're sending them in. So yeah, keep having conversations. Get them on the phone. Phone's going to be better than email because then they can hear it in your voice. Just say, you know, this is really simple. You know, if you drive around, take photos, email them in, and, send them over, and I'll pay you the same day or within 24 hours or whatever the case.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and it can turn on. I don't know if Brian McLean's on, but he had a, you know, some of you remember, he was kind of frustrated for a little bit, and he finally got a hold of a bird dog. You know, we were telling him, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and he got a hold of somebody, and they brought in like 100, I don't know. He went from 10 vacant leads to a couple hundred in 48 hours or something.
Right.
So it only takes one, quite honestly. Two, you know, two can bring them in by the bunches. So,
I mean, yes. What I was going to do is give them one, give that one particular person one zip code and see how they do. And then if they kick it out, I'll give them the other zip code they need.
Yeah, tell you what, you know, turn them loose. Give them a, you know, make it as easy as possible for them to get some leads into you and to get a check, because it seems like that's the first. You know, some people have thrown out, you know, a little bonus for the first 25 to get them started, something like that, you know, kind of sweeten the pot. I know that's what Brian did a little bit. Or bring them in, you know, when you're talking to them, hey, do you have any time today? You know, if you can get me some leads this afternoon, I'll give you, a, you know, whatever the bonus is. Instead of three per, I'll give them this per. So, you know, he threw a little money on the table. Because they're, you know, they're honestly, they're, you know, you're kind of filling them out a little bit. Are they going to work? They're doing the same thing, right? Is this guy really going to pay me? You know, Craigslist still has that. It's legit, right? Tons of, I mean, millions of legitimate transactions go down on Craigslist. But it still is Craigslist. And so, you know, people know that, hey, anybody could post on here, and this sounds like, you know, probably something they've never seen or even heard of before. I mean, bird dogs and driving for dollars in the investor space, you know, it's common language. But if you're not in the investor space, you know, it's something people have never heard of. And then where did you post it? What section on Craigslist?
Real estate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, real estate and sales seem to be getting the best response. So,
like I said, I've gotten about six responses, but – so far, nobody's gotten back to me.
Yeah, shoot them a text if you have their contact info or an email, and say, hey, if you've got a couple hours or can get me some leads tomorrow, I'll pay, you know, I'll pay this bonus same day to your PayPal account. Throw some money on the table. So,
okay.
Yeah, persistence always wins. So, yep.
Yeah, I'll get back to the same people. Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right.
Who else? Any other questions?
Shoot them.
Mike, I got one more question for John. I have, like, a bunch of leads, bird dog leads that came in, but it didn't scrape the photos. I have the address, and that's fine. I don't really need the photos, but I'm surprised why that didn't work.
They're probably coming from Android?
It could be.
Yeah. They only come in on iPhone, is my understanding.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I missed that. Okay.
Yep.
Next time I'll hire a guy with an iPhone.
That's the thing. Yeah. If somebody you want, when you send it in from an iPhone, and I don't, you know, Rob and I are on iPhone, so we don't have Androids, but I've leaned on Andrew in our group here. He has one of each, one for work and one personal. And so he put HomeSnap on both, and he's been able to give us some intel, and now they both work. But yeah, when using the same app, same HomeSnap app, when you send it from an iPhone, the photo will attach, and then when FreedomSoft receives that email, it'll park the photo on the photos page tied to that lead record. It does not happen when it comes from an Android. So if you want to put that in your, you know, if you want to put, you know, smartphone, iPhone preferred, Android works as well, something like that in your Craigslist ad, you can certainly do that.
Okay.
How many leads do you have in at this point, John?
300.
300 vacant leads. How many are skip traced at this point?
So I kind of cheated. I got the find motivated sellers now. So I pulled 100 and have those skip traced, and then I got 300 that are being skip traced now. But the lady's going to send them in every 50, so I should be – I mean, I'm making calls.
Okay, so you have some back.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Yeah, as soon as you feel like you can train on that phone process, get somebody else to do it. Absolutely. Leverage.
Yeah.
Leverage.
Speed it up for sure.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure it will. Yeah, I mean, at some point when you're in multiple markets, however wide you want to take this, you can have multiple people on the phone at that step, because there's going to be a lot coming in. You know, Andrew's already gone there. Josh is Gary's gone there. I think Josh and Quinn have either gone there or are thinking about it. I don't know if they're still on. But yeah, absolutely. You know, depending on how much time you have and what you want to do, quite honestly, I mean, it's your business. So yeah, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
I'm going big.
Have somebody screen those. Well, then, you know, you can just have the meaningful conversations. Eventually, you probably train somebody to do that. You know, you just oversee the whole thing. I mean, a couple years ago, Rob was wholesaling in 15 markets simultaneously. Multiple people, you know, fielding the phone calls and taking it through the process. So, absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yep. Good updates, everybody. Anything else?
Mike, I have one
question,
short question.
Okay, Naif Yanka.
Yeah, one small question. So all these vacant homes, we're only going to be offering a wholesale deal, or because, you know, I'm not too familiar how the terms work, and there are videos you have, but I'm not too clear on, you know, I didn't really understand it too well. I don't even know how to phrase it. So, you know, what happens if, you know, do I go to a terms deal, or how does it work, or should I only be approaching from a wholesale angle?
So you can wholesale a cash deal, or you can wholesale a terms deal. So it can be either. You can say, you know, you can tie up terms with a seller and then go to your buyer's list and say you can have these terms for $5,000 and put them in place. So you can wholesale either. Yeah, mm-hmm. Start with a cash offer and see if they'll accept it. They'll either say yes or no. If they say no, you can absolutely say, you know, kind of the lead-in line is, well, what if I could get closer to your asking price? Would you be willing to accept the money over time? Something like that. And at the end of the day, you know, the terms thing, don't make it more complicated than it is. At some point, either they're going to say, you know, are you looking for X amount per month? You know, what's the deal? And then you guys have us to lean on. So if you just do nothing more than grab a bunch of intel from the conversation and then say, hey, let me do some due diligence here, and then I'll call you back, you know, within the next, whatever, 1 to 2 days. You know, get everything you have. Either there's an office hours and we can discuss it, or get everything you have on the property into the coaching email, and then we can give you some input on it. But, yeah,
hey,
cash offer first.
This is Vin, so I work with Knife, right?
Uh-huh.
And
yep.
When you say, you know, make terms, is it the same as rent to own?
No.
It's different?
It's not. No, a terms offer would be, so you guys say, you know, I've got a house that you find or a vacant, whatever, you can call me up and you say, will you take $25,000 for it? And I say, no, I'm trying to get closer to $35,000. And you guys don't want to pay $35,000. And you say, well, you know, we can probably get closer to sale price. Are you willing to take the money over time? And I say, well, that's kind of interesting. What do you mean? And then, so this is where behind the scenes, you just have to kind of break it down. You know, if the place rents for $850 a month, you know, what if you agreed to pay me $300 a month? You know, over X number of, you know, this is where you jump into a calculator, right? Over X number of years, whatever the case. You know, if you can rent the place for $850, you know, maybe that's a net rent, and then you got to pay me $300 a month. So there, you know, there's some money in there to play with, and you just start putting it together. There really isn't it's an art. It's not a science. There really isn't a perfect fix. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, what would you take? If I can get you more money, are you willing to accept it over time? And a lot of times it's a function of what is the place rent for, right?
Okay.
You know, what does this house rent for in a market? You know, kind of rule of thumb is take 70% of that number as a net rent. Take 30% off the top for vacancy, you know, that kind of stuff. So if it rents for $1,000, you know, we call net rent $700 for quick math. You know, and then you tell me, you know, what if we paid you $250 a month over the next 5 years? And those were the terms, you know. So that would be the contract that gets put together. Pay you $250 a month, or you guys are going to pay me $250 a month for the next 5 years. Well, now you have that under contract, right? There's some paperwork involved that you're going to pay me this amount over X amount of time. If the place rent, you know, if the net rent is $700, and you're going to pay me $250 a month for the next 5 years. Now, those are your terms. You can go sell those terms. You know, sell them to a landlord. Say, hey, you can have my terms here for $5,000. You're going to pay this Mike guy $250 a month for the next 5 years, but the net rent on this place is $700. So give me $5,000 for it today, and then that buyer would jump into your position on our contract. That make sense?
But then the type of buyers who would accept these kind of terms, is this a different kind of buyer, or how do I find somebody who can do it?
Yeah, landlord.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to property managers and say, hey, I've got a deal tied up. Owner wants $250 a month for the next 5 years. Place will rent for $1,000. You know, net rent's about $700 a month, and I'm selling my terms for $5,000. Who do you know that'll take that? So that's the thing.
Okay.
It's just kind of a, you know, there isn't a cut and dry. What is the seller looking for? What are they willing to accept? And can you work with those numbers?
Okay.
So, yep. So yeah, get a live one on the line, and you know, go through it once or twice.
Right.
It's not really rocket science. It's just, you know, cash offer first.
Okay.
You want to get in and out fast and easy, cash offer. They say, yep, I'll take $20,000. Great. Mark it up and go find a buyer. So.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Good updates, good questions. A lot of good stuff popping here, and it'll continue to do so. So stay at it. If you're coming to the event this weekend, we'll see you tomorrow morning. And everybody have a great evening, afternoon, or in Gary's case, enjoy lunch if he's still on. Across the time zones, I think I covered everybody. So,
where's the event?
What's that?
Where's the event?
Marriott, Denver Tech Center.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
I'll see you there.
Okay. Sounds good, everybody. Take care.
Bye.
All right, guys. Bye.
Good night. Have a good one. See ya. Thank you.